Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Hi everyone, we're glad to have you here. I'm Perlene.
And I'm Joe. Perlene, do you know why it's fun to study English?
Tell me why, Joe. Why is English a fun thing to study?
It's very fun for a lot of reasons, but especially because you feel like traveling, that you can travel to other countries for free, for no money.
Yes, everyone likes to virtually travel for free. みなさん、こんにちは。今日はとても面白い国についてお話をしていきます。その国はタイです。今回のポッドキャストは前半と後半の2つのパーツに分かれていて、このポッドキャストは前半となっております。実際にタイの方が台本を作ってくれているものです。Joe, タイの面白い観光地は何ですか? Joe, can you tell us about some interesting tourist spots in Thailand?
Sure, Perlene. First of all, though, it depends what you like, because everybody's different, right? It depends what you like.
For
example, if you like excitement, right? Of course, there's Big Bangkok, which has a lot of shopping. But there's another very interesting city besides Bangkok in northern Thailand. It's called Chiang Mai.
Chiang Mai. Okay.
Right. It has some very good shopping areas with hundreds of street stalls.
Street stalls are yatai.
Yes, there are hundreds of street stalls. And, of course, there's food, for example, spicy chicken, you know, from Thailand, samosas, fried bananas. And Thailand, of course, is famous for fruit, right? So you can have, for example, fresh fruit shakes like that.
That sounds delicious.
And also at these street stalls, they have a lot of other things they're selling, too. For example, handmade towels or oils for the skin, paintings, almost anything you can imagine.
Wow.
Yes. Do you like shopping, Perlene?
Yes, I love shopping.
Okay. And then also, if you like excitement, back in Bangkok, there's one other very exciting place. It's called the Grand Palace.
The Grand Palace.
Right. So it's this huge, beautiful building in Bangkok, and it has a lot of history, and especially the architecture is very unique. If you do like history, there's another good place in Thailand. It's called Ayutthaya.
Ayutthaya, I see.
Right, it's near Bangkok, and it's the former capital of the country.
元首都だったんですね。
Right, so it's kind of like Kyoto in a way, right?
Yes.
There are old buildings and thousands of Buddha statues.
Wow, 何千個の仏像があるんですね。
Yes, for example, one really big Buddha statue, it's 12 meters long.
Right, wow.
So about six times this, my size, right? and this Buddha is lying on its side.
Lying by its side.
Yes, right. And another very interesting Buddha statue in this town near Bangkok, it's a Buddha head, and there's a tree growing right around it. Right, so if you look at internet pictures, you'll see this Buddha head with a tree growing around it. It's really unique, okay?
Wow.
Okay, so if you like excitement, or if you like history, Thailand is good. And the third type of thing that people like is relaxing, right?
Yes.
Right. Some people like to just relax on a beach. And so there's a really good one in southern Thailand called Rai Lay Beach.
Rai Lay Beach, okay.
Right. Of course, it's got white sand, blue water. So there's things like snorkeling, diving. And also, you can go backpacking and hiking in that area because there's some really beautiful cliffs.
Wow.
Right near the beach. And these trails here, for example, they lead to a place called Diamond Cave. It's a really unique cave.
洞窟ですね。
That's right. So everyone, which do you like better? The excitement of Bangkok and Chiang Mai, or the history of Ayutthaya, or the relaxation of Rai Lay Beach? Hard choice, right?
Yes.
Perlene?
Yes. I would like to choose shopping, of course.
okay, okay.
今日のポッドキャストはカエルの肉について話していこうと思います。Joe, have you ever eaten frog meat before?
Actually, Pearline, yes.
Wow.
One yes. time in my life in America. We were traveling in the southern states of America, and we stopped at a restaurant, and we had a little frog meat. And actually, it tastes kind of like chicken meat, really.
Oh, really?
So it's not so bad, right? It kind of tastes like chicken meat. Everyone, if you go to Thailand, try to have frog meat.
Yes.
And with that, everyone, let's listen at slow speed. And during the pauses, try to speak in a loud voice. Repeat it.
So, how long have you been here?
It's been 6 months already, I guess.
Wow. Amazing. Tomorrow's my first day of school here. Any advice?
Well, in the morning, all students will stand in line and show respect for the nation while singing the national anthem at 8 o'clock. Such practice is very typical here.
Oh, I see. So that's basically why I have to be at school from 7:45, even though my classes start at 8:30. I have no idea about Thailand's national anthem, though.
No worries. You'll learn it faster than you realize. Another thing is that after the national anthem, there'll be a short Buddhist worship ceremony. Just stand still and be quiet. The first day can be a bit tough, you know, but everyone at school is nice. They'll be more than happy to help you.
Great. I hope they won't stare at me, though. I went with my new friend, Pat, to the local market today, and everybody there was staring at me.
Well, there aren't many foreigners, so you do stand out for sure. So, what do you think about the market? Did you buy anything?
Well, besides people staring at me, it was quite nice. Everything was so cheap. I didn't buy anything, but Pat bought some frog meat. I was so shocked. Never in my life have I seen frog meat. Actually, now I'm wondering where she put it.
Did you taste the red curry we just had for dinner?
Yes, it was extremely spicy. But I liked it very much. Wait, don't tell me the frog meat was in it?
Yes. I should have told you that it was frog's meat. Sorry.
Oh my God. Don't be sorry. It was actually super good. I liked it. Gonna be a frog meat fan from now on.
Oh no, he ate frog's meat.
Yes, but I'm glad that he enjoyed it.
That's right, that's right. That's the only important thing.
Yes. 最初に彼が明日初めて学校に行くんですけど、アドバイスありませんかと聞きます。そして彼女は、朝はみんな生徒が整列して国への敬意を払うために国歌を8時に歌います。このような習慣は特殊ですよね、と言います。ここでの show respect は敬意を払うという意味です。
Right, and almost every country, They try to show respect for the nation while singing the national anthem.
Yes. The national anthem というものは国歌ですね。国の歌です。
That's right. Everyone, can you, do you know the words for the Japanese national anthem?
I hope so.
good.
Yes.
Right.
そしてもう一つ単語があるんですけど、習慣というものは、いつもは custom という単語を使うんですけど、ここのダイアログでは practice という単語を使っています。
Right. For example, in Japan, the practice of bowing is important.
The practice
And in America, the practice of hugging someone you like when you meet the person is important, right?
Yes.
So this word practice sometimes means customs. You got to remember that.
Yes.そして彼は、なるほど。だから授業が8時30分に始まるのに7時45分に学校に到着しないとダメなんですね、と言います。でも私は全くタイの国歌を覚えてないんです、と言います。ここでは、Thailand's National Anthem, though, と言っていますが、ここの though はでもという意味です。
Right, so it means like, but, or however, But it's very soft and polite, and usually it's at the end of a sentence.
Yes. Joe, can you give an example?
Sure. I like Japanese food. I don't really like fermented beans, though. Like that. Fermented beans, of course, in Japanese is natto, right?
Yes.
Remember that one, everyone? Fermented beans. Anyways, if you put this word though at the end of a sentence, it's much, much better than however...Or even though, or anything else like that. Try to use this word in conversation. It's very polite.
そして彼女は大丈夫。国歌を持っている以上に早く覚えられるから。あともう一つは国歌の後に仏教の礼拝があるよと言います。ここでの仏教の礼拝というのは Buddhist worship ceremony という表現です。
Right. So after they sing the national anthem,There's a short Buddhist worship ceremony like that. We're glad it's short, right?
Yes. そして彼はみんなが私のことをじろじろ見ないといいけどな。新しい友達のパットと今日市場に行った時にみんなが私をじろじろと見ていたのと言います。ここでのじろじろと見るや凝視するという表現は stare at という表現です。Joe, in Japan,Do Japanese stare at you?
When I first came to Japan a long time ago, 30 years ago about, sometimes, especially in the train, they did stare at me, kind of sometimes. But recently, never. I think Japanese have become more internationalized
really?
In the last 30 years or so.
Like, yes,
they don't
great.
Really stare at me anymore. Even though I'm strange, right?
そして最後の面白い表現になっていくんですけど、彼女は市場はどうだった?何か買った?と聞いたら、彼はじろじろと見られたことを覗いてすごく良かったよと答えます。ここでの覗いてという単語は besides という単語を使っています。
Right, besides is also very, very good in conversation. It's better than in addition to or moreover. Those are all too formal.The best one is besides. To give an example, besides ice cream, I like cake, right? Or besides studying English, I'm also interested in science. Something like that. Everybody try to make your own sentence with besides.
Yes. And with that, let's listen at normal speed.
So, how long have you been here?
It's been 6 months already, I guess.
Wow, amazing. Tomorrow is my first day of school here. Any advice?
Well, in the morning, all students will stand in line and show respect for the nation while singing the national anthem at 8 o'clock. Such practice is very typical here.
Oh, I see. So, that's basically...why I have to be at school from 7:45, even though my classes start at 8:30. I have no idea about Thailand's national anthem, though.
No worries. You'll learn it faster than you realize. Another thing is that just after the national anthem, there'll be a short Buddhist worship ceremony. Just stand still and be quiet. The first day can be a bit tough, you know, but everyone at school is nice. They'll be more than happy to help you.
Great. I hope they won't stare at me, though. I went with my new friend, Pat, to the local market today, and everybody there was staring at me.
Well, there aren't many foreigners, so you do stand out for sure. So, what do you think about the market? Did you buy anything?
Well, besides people staring at me, it was quite nice. Everything was so cheap. I didn't buy anything, but Pat bought some frog meat. I was so shocked. Never in my life have I seen frog meat. Actually, now I'm wondering where she put it.
Did you taste the red curry we just had for dinner?
Yes, it was extremely spicy, but I liked it very much. Wait, don't tell me, the frog meat was in it?
Yes, I should have told you that it was frog's meat. Sorry.
Oh my god, don't be sorry. It was actually super good. I liked it. Gonna be a frog meat fan from now on.
Well, everyone, today we talked a bit about Thailand's tourist spots. Next year, this corona will be finished, okay?
Yes,
so all of you should
so.
Really try to go to some of those tourist spots in Thailand next year, okay?
Yes.
And next week, we'll be back to talk a little bit more about Thailand's culture next week. Very interesting, right?
Yes. And with that, see you next time at Hiroshima University English Podcast.
Bye-bye,
goodbye.
Everybody. See you.